Family Duties, written by Hannah Lawrence, proudly brought to you by Bamalam Productions.
Oh, look, Lisa, can you just let it go now? There was no harm done.
There was every harm done, Tom. I can't believe you forgot. I even reminded you before you went to bed.
Yeah, well, you know, I was tired.
You were tired? There's no excuse. The girl's six, you know. She's old enough to be putting two and two together.
Hardly.
Her little face when she come running in our room this morning thinking she'd done something wrong.
Oh, stop it. You're making me feel bad.
Good.
Well, maybe Lydia's old enough to know the truth.
About what?
About all of this. Maybe her being the first in her class to know is a good thing.
Stop. You know how much she loves the Tooth Fairy and Father Christmas. Don't you remember when you were a kid? My dad was the best Tooth Fairy, you know. I want Lydia to have that too. Besides, you can't just ruin her childhood because you can't be trusted to do your fatherly duties.
Fatherly duties? Since when was being the Tooth Fairy a fatherly duty?
Since always.
Sounds like a mum job to me.
Yeah, well, I'd do a bloody good job of it if it were.
Why don't you take over then?
Fine.
Good. So am I forgiven?
No, not completely. But I'm getting over it. You should count your lucky stars. I'm so quick-witted. Excuse me?
I don't think me hustling Lydia out the room so you can leave a note from the Tooth Fairy is you being quick-witted.
I think it is.
Okay, dear. Ah, what was that for?
Oh, shush. And keep your eyes on the road. You nearly didn't stop then, did you?
Well, you thumped me.
It was a tap.
Still, domestic abuse. So, this Tooth Fairy business is quite expensive, isn't it? Cost me £2 this time.
Well, it would have only cost you 50 pence if you'd remembered.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's drop it, shall we?
Good idea.
She was none the wiser anyway.
That's not dropping it.
Sorry.
Are you feeling fajitas for tea?
Yeah, sure. I'll eat anything, me.
Okay, so we need to get some fajita stuff, some sandwich filling for Lydia's lunches, and toilet paper.
Can we not get that scented toilet paper this time? I just don't see the need.
But it smells nice.
Yeah, but I don't get the point of scented toilet paper. What's the need for it? If you think about it, there really isn't one.
Well, I like it.
I think it's just a waste of money.
You're a waste of money.
Yeah, good one. Ow! Bloody hell. When you said, do I want fajitas, I didn't realise that meant I'd be chopping up all the veg in the world.
Oh, you love a good moan, don't you?
I'm just saying, a takeaway doesn't involve this much effort.
Shut up and pass me the tomatoes, will you?
Here you are.
Cheers. Where's my phone?
It's just there.
Where?
It's on the side, there.
Oh,
there.
Right. Got it. Hello? Dad? Is that you? What's up? You're not making any sense, what do you mean?
Lisa, what's up?
Oh, God. Yeah. Sure. No. No, yeah. I'll be right there. Bye. Love you too.
What's up, babe?
It's Mum. Dad said she's in hospital. There's something wrong with her, but he doesn't know what. Could you look after Lydia a while ago? Remember to make some non-spicy fajitas on the side.
Hey. I'm going to come with you. We'll drop her off at my sister's on the way. Lisa. Come here. She'll be okay.
Oh, God, I hate hospitals. And I hate waiting. Why won't they just let us see her?
Don't worry. It won't be long. Your dad's in there anyway. She's not alone.
But I'm her daughter.
Oh, come here. You'll be all right.
I'm sorry, I was horrible to you earlier.
Don't be silly.
No, I really am. Oh, God, Tom, what if she's not okay?
She will be.
You can't promise that.
Yes, I can. Call it part of my husbandly duty to you.
Excuse me. Lisa, do you want to see your mother now?
Oh, yeah. Tom, can you, keep my coat?
Oh, I can go and hang them up if you need.
No, it's fine. I've got it. Lisa, I'll be right here when you come out.
Tom?
I'm here. Sorry, I went to get us coffee. How is she?
Yeah, she's sitting upright and moaning about the bed sheets. She must be feeling better.
That's good. As long as she's moaning, she's happy.
Yeah. I'm just so relieved, actually. I'm knackered too. Let's just pick Lizzie up and go to bed.
Yeah. There's too much excitement for one night. Well, not excitement, but you know what I mean.
Oh, shut up. Let's get to the car. You know how expensive hospital car parks are?
Yep. Do you want to talk about it or anything? Or is this walking in silence thing what you're after?
There's nothing to talk about. Mum's fine. When Dad rang, I'll admit, I did think the worst, but it's all okay now.
I'm always here for you. You know that, right?
Tom?
Hmm?
Thanks for coming with me.
Couldn't let you go alone, could I?
You may suck at being the Tooth Fairy, but you're one heck of a husband. Do you know that? It's your sister. Oh, God, I hope Lydia's okay. Hello? Hattie? What's up? Is Lydia okay? Oh, she wants to talk. Of course, put her on.
Can I speak to her?
Shh.
Lyd? What's the matter, little one? Has he? Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, definitely. I'm sure she'll come and visit. Okay. We won't be long now. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, you'll never guess what.
What?
Looks like you're going to have to get your fairy dust and your wallet out again tonight.
Family Duties, written by Hannah Lawrence, starring Victoria Oxley as Lisa, Samuel Edward Taylor as Tom, and Lauren Sturgis as the nurse.